Blog Talk Radio.
Fire, fire, fire. The gospel God is just the rhythm and the praise of having Almighty God as being the eternal one who loves us so much. He sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us. And now guess what? We as Christian, born again, sanctified, spirit-filled, Holy Ghost anointed and covered people of God, we are living for the Christ who died for us. But yes, this is the Passion Week, where our resurrected Lord got up from the grave, but this is the week in preparation for his crucifixion. So we are in our Passion Week celebration. So I want to just say to all of you beautiful souls, praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. Everything else is a myth. Everything is an imagination, a creation of mankind. But there is only one creator God that made all things known and unknown. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words that can express our gratitude, our thanksgiving, and our daily recognition of his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unequivocally, as well as unapologetically, declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. There's no other sacrifice that can please Holy Father God. He's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, into a beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. Blessings again to each and every one of you beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most soul-uplifting spiritual inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire the gospel experience. Will light ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you could be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons. No, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. That means you got to keep it 100. You got to keep it real. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration, as well as your sanctified supplement, from the book of Matthew, chapters 27 and verse 3, where the disciple Matthew records the harsh, dank, despicable, and dastardly deed done by the false disciple Judas, who near the end of his suicidal life realized that he had committed the greatest act of human betrayal in the history of mankind. So much so that even now, in our modern day times, coined the term Judas as the pinnacle of a person's deceit. But after betrayal, is there room for repentance? Possibly it is so under God's terms and under God's terms alone. But never is there repentance apart from God. It must come by God, to God, and for God on our behalf. We're going to be talking about betrayed and repent. As I said, this is the Passion Week of the Christ. We always talk about the triumphant entry that our Lord Jesus made into the great city of Jerusalem for the festivals of those times. But prior to that, there was a what we call Last Supper, where Judas, who was the treasurer, who just loved money so much, he was willing to betray our Lord and our Master. What a shame, what a shame. And I'm sure we've all been betrayed. And I'm sure many of us has been a betrayer. But the key to this message today is that there is repentance, which leads to forgiveness, which leads to healing, and hopefully reconciliation. I am so honored to have my special guest here all the way from Portmore, Jamaica. She is owner, manager, CEO at Moments with God Broadcasting Network. She's an inspirational speaker, media personality, psalmist, and gospel artist. Woman of God, psalmist Giovanna Chambers is here with us. Lord Jesus, I'm trying to tell you, we about to be blessed from countries far away that still has the beautiful message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It goes right there. You're in for a wonderful time. So please, please, please call a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, anybody that God puts in your spirit right about now, and let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the internet airways on fire, the gospel experience, to uplift our God. Give him sincere praise and worship as we live this life of dedication to Christ Jesus, our Savior, and to be a blessing to every listener here that God has the preeminence in every one of our lives. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for leading, guiding, and covering us. And most of all, we are so grateful that you are about to light the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
was a sinner, far away from God, didn't know that my life would rearrange until Christ came.
My God, that says it all right there. There's no other name under the beautiful realm of heaven on this earth that men, women, boys, and girls can call on any other name except the name of Jesus to be saved. Amen, amen. That is my special guest. I am here to tell you this woman of God is gifted in so many ways. We are about to be blessed in a very phenomenal, phenomenal setting right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I am here to tell you she is owner, manager, CEO at Moments with God Broadcasting Network, straight out of Port More, Jamaica, y'all, across the mighty waters. Here she is. And boy, what a woman of God we have with us here today in this psalmist, gospel artist, as well as inspirational speaker. She has her own platform where she does those regular, if not daily, inspirational words that are biblically based according to the gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. So without any further ado, my special guest is here, psalmist Shavonna Chambers is here on this fire, fire, fire. Bless you, woman of God, Shavonna Chambers. Welcome, welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. How are you doing, my dear sister?
Praise be to God. Glad am I to be here on the platform, Fire Gospel Experience, for the first time. I'm feeling blessed. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Amen. Amen. I am thrilled. I am excited. Bless you, woman of God. I'm just wonderful, my dear. God is blessing me inside and out, upside down, and all the way around. Would you just share with the listening audience, who may not be familiar with Psalmist Shavonna Chambers? You already have a following here. Your broadcast reaches from across Jamaica waters over to the USA. You are a regular patron of our country. I'm not going to say a visitor. I know you still have your citizenship in Jamaica, but it's okay if we adopt you periodically as our very own. Why don't you tell us about your life, my dear sister, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? What was your life like then when you made that momentous decision?
Okay, praise be to God, praise be to God. First, I want to give thanks to the Spirit of God, who is the head of my life, and, you know, all of what God has been doing in my life, and to you for having me here, Minister Ron Jefferson. I bless God for you. So my life before being a Christian, I was brought up in the church, but you know, as a young lady, you want to do your own thing. That's what we all do.
Yes.
You know, when we are young, we feel as if, you know, we can live it up and do whatever we choose to do, because the greatest thing about it is that God has given us the privilege of choice. And sometimes the choices in which we make, whether it be good or bad, it comes with the consequences. Amen. And so,
amen.
What actually draw me to Christ?
Go ahead.
And my lungs were failing. Yes, and the doctor told me an unfavorable report that in order to live, my legs would have to be amputated. So, you know, going through depression, going through suicidal thoughts, yes, and I can remember laying on that hospital bed. Yes, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and so I repent. You know, I repented of fornication. Yes, I repented of unforgiveness. And then I experienced the divine healing from God himself, and I was made complete again. But last year, you know, after toiling and doing the will of God, you know that the devil will rise up. Right, so we have to remain in the presence of God. And so last year, January, February, March, the middle of April, I could not walk because the devil saw that purpose is on my life, because he was wondering, why, how is it that I'm going so fast? After, you know, God has transformed my life, I released songs, a total of 8 songs, and I have a book called Moments with God Daily Manna. It was through my, you know, tedious moment, that dark hour that I had in my life, I put pen to paper and write these songs and you know, birthed a book. But I am saying to our listeners and here with us this afternoon, sometimes God is calling us, you know, the still voice is there calling us, but because we caught up in the things of this world, because we're trying to prove to he, she, and the old lady, we don't want to do what God has called us to do. So knowing, getting to know in my seat of God, in my pain, in my suffering, in my hardship, not many people want to go through long suffering being a Christian, but I can tell you that once you have encounter with the Holy Spirit, once you know God for yourself, then you're going to expect the unexpected, which comes with trials, tribulation, temptation, even persecution, you know, even people who love in our lives, they too will turn their backs on us. But it is not for us to hold any grudges. It's not for us to hold on to unforgiveness, because unforgiveness will block our eternal peace. So having the encounter with God, laying aside all unforgiveness, fornication, soul out for Jesus, I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, I've received the gift of the Holy Spirit, my life has never been. It is all about Jesus. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. And that concerning the will of my Father, that is what I do. And so after receiving the Holy Spirit, I realized that, you know, sometimes some people attacking us, we might believe that these people are the enemy, but they actually are the enemy. It's the devil that, you know, possesses them to do these things. Because that's, we have to understand that the devil only needs a body to operate, you know, just as though God is a spirit, and just as though he's leaving us the comforter to guide us in the right direction. The devil is mad at us because Jesus Christ died. Amen. He arose, and he is the resurrection and the life. And because of that, we have gotten the opportunity, to receive him as our personal Savior. Not only our Lord, but having communion with him and knowing who we give reverence and the God in whom we serve. So it is all of Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm not saying to you that I was born a Christian. Some people believe Christian, but I can say I'm born a Christian in order to tell you of how I overcame all of what I've been through. I must have a wilderness. Every one of us have a wilderness, but are we remembering where we're coming from? Come on now.
Mm,
Ari, I heard
good.
You mentioned something about Judah. Yes, Judas was the he take care of the money bag. Yes, he betrayed Jesus and all of that. But I don't believe that we get the essence, because remember, whilst they were at the table, right? Jesus said, one that dipped in the bowl the same time with him, that one will betray. But didn't you understand that all of them was around the table? Judas, he had was to carry out that mandate in order for our Jesus Christ to lay down his life. So I am of the fact that Judas is also a purpose, in the sense that although Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, if he didn't, you know, carry out that act, where would we be today?
Mm-hmm.
And we ask ourselves the question, because everything is God's plan. Every derail in our lives is God's plan. So we can't run ahead.
Correct.
Amen. We have to wait on God. Judas could have repented, you know, but because he was remorseful of the fact that he realized what he did, he went to give up that 30 piece of silver, you know. And for us as believers, sometimes we're going to experience betrayal. Sometimes we're going to experience setback. But that doesn't mean that we must remember that Jesus Christ, he took the cross. 82 miles he carried the cross, right? And along the way, he fell. But guess what? Someone was there to help him carry that cross. So Jesus is letting us as, you know, modern Christians to understand that we cannot do it by ourselves. Christ, the Son of God, who was God in flesh, glory to God, came to this earth, yes, to rescue, hallelujah, Adam's fallen race from eternal death. Come on now. If we as believers could live by the example of Jesus Christ, I believe that this world would be a better. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I believe that
once
we have the mind of Christ, because, hallelujah, to be spiritually minded, it is life and peace.
Yes.
And the word of God states that a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. So Judas, he was unstable because, guess what, he was thinking about the money.
That's all he was thinking about. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, man of God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He was thinking about the money.
You are.
Amen.
Exactly. Yes. Amen. Amen. And see, what we should do
Hallelujah.
In relationship to reading, studying the Word of God, woman of God, Siobhana Chambers, is that we should use the examples of others that are in the Bible to help direct us in the correct way to go. We should not be making the same mistakes that Judah
Hallelujah.
Did when, like you said, there is the opportunity for repentance.
Definitely.
Judas made a decision, instead of going
Definitely.
To the religious leaders and throwing the 30 pieces of silver back at them, he should have found a way back to the disciples. He should have found a way to make some sort of contact, if at all
Hallelujah.
Possible, to our Lord Jesus, or he should have just prayed directly
Definitely.
To the Father, because he was a witness when the Father spoke in the cloud, when Jesus was baptized, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." So
in
that means
well
Judas could
Amen.
Have said, "Father, I can't find Jesus to repent, but I know that you're up there somewhere, and I know that you can hear my voice." He had the opportunity to repent, woman of God. He just chose not
Hallelujah.
To. So today, we reach out
Definitely.
To listeners that have not made a committed decision to live for Jesus, because it's not a lie, it's not make-believe, it's not a fairy tale, and it's not the white man's religion, which I want to ask you, woman of God, Siobhana Chambers, many African-American people in this country, if you know or don't know, are being deceived into worshiping African religions, Egyptology, believing that those religions that our ethnic ancestors worship are the true religions, which are not of Jesus the Christ. Do you see that same deception going on in Jamaica, where people are calling Christianity the white man's religion?
Where people are calling Christianity, well, in Jamaica you have different culture. Just as you have Christianity, there is Muslim here, there is Rastafarian here,
yes.
And other groups,
yes.
Ethnic groups that are here. But all I can say is this: the reason why many people challenge in letting go, right? Are in letting God in their heart is because they cannot see God. They cannot see Him with their natural eyes. You understand?
Right.
So if they have not yet received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is what leads them into all truth. As we are here, faith comes through hearing and believing. If we have listeners on the platform here, they are hearing the word of God. But if the Spirit of God don't work upon their hearts, they will not change. They will not, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. As the word of God states that in the beginning was the Word, right? And the Word was with God,
right.
And the Word was God and still is, because Jesus Christ was on
still is
from heaven. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So, letting God in our lives is trusting totally in God, in our most trying times. When we are able to get good results, when we let God into our hearts, I can tell you, man of
That's
God,
right.
only Jesus Christ alone changes hearts. People can hear the word
That's
of
right.
God
Amen.
Every Sabbath, every Sunday, and if they don't decide to change their ways, they will remain the same. In Jamaica, some churches,
Amen.
They will not allow certain things, like dress code. What I see happening in the international, churches, people can wear anything they want to wear. They can dress however they want to dress and, have it, anklets and nose ring and all those things, so it depends on the country that they are in. They are different culture, just as in I believe in Africa, some places they don't have clothes, so they will use leaves and so forth to cover their private part, definitely. So it is depending on where a person is reside, and the communion and the relationship that they have with God, because we have to remember that while Jesus Christ was on earth, you realize that he didn't condemn anyone. I know of a fact that he did not condemn anyone, because a sinner, and to bring them unto repentance. But when we come in contact
That's
with
right.
Jesus, we can never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person have experienced
That's right.
of that, and for example, myself, I was brought up in the church. I do whatever I want to do because that is my choice. But after I have that encounter with God, as I had a near-death experience, amen, anyone come and speak to me, it was God himself, whilst having that knife to my neck to end my life, that still voice which
Lord
spoke
Jesus.
Five words, whilst I was in my room, because the doors were locked, no one was in the room with me, and no one knew what I was about to do, because I was taking 60 pills per I was in a financial I tell you, my financial life was a mess. My love life was a mess, including my spiritual life, but I was trying. After being repented, I try to read the word of God, and the more I try to go in the presence of the Lord, is the more the devil tempts me to let me know that I will not come to anything good. No one loved me. And so those vices began to plague my mind.
Yes.
We have to understand mm-hmm. that the devil cannot read our minds, neither can he blow breath
correct.
Into man. So it is good for us to pray in our minds, yes, and also in our heavenly
yes.
language, because if the devil don't know what you are up to, he cannot destroy. Praise be to God. He cannot
that's correct.
Destroy you.
That's
if
correct.
You allow the enemy to know what your next move is, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
That is how he will try to derail. And sometimes we pray for earthly blessings, like we want a house, we want a car, and guess what? The way in which those things come about, you know, about it also draw us away from God, because we get comfortable
yeah.
in sin. We don't have any time to read
Amen.
Our Bibles. Don't have any time to pray to
Come
God.
On.
We don't have any time to fast, but yet still people passing in people, business, gossiping, all these things is taking place in the body of Christ. But guess what? The word of God said that once we suffer for the God, we will also reign with him eternally. As Psalms 34:19 states that many are the afflictions of
That's right.
But the Lord is able to deliver. So if you're hallelujah.
Deliver.
So if you are a child of God and you're going through tribulation, glory to God, God is with you. His word says in Hebrews 13:5 that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes is we leave
hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We have to understand that the Holy Spirit never leave us. We left because we believe that we're big and mighty and we can do whatever we want to do based on the spiritual gifts
right,
that
right.
we receive. But we have to understand that if Christ is not in our vessel, we are not able to stand. Hallelujah. We are not able to overcome
Hallelujah.
The fiery darts of the enemy, because God has
Too
not
much.
Given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power
right.
and of a sound mind. We are rooted
yes, yes.
and grounded in Christ, we will understand that the fundamental principle of religiousness, glory to God, is to put God first. Amen? Putting God first and
Amen.
Letting go
Amen.
Of anything that will cause to be disconnect from the fire. We are on the
Amen.
Fire program. So the fire entails the Holy Spirit.
Fire.
And if we are lacking the fire of the Holy Spirit, then we are up for big trouble. We are in for big trouble if we lack the fire
Amen.
Of the Holy
Amen.
Spirit. Glory to God. So
Amen.
We indeed, we
Amen.
Need to draw closer and closer to God
yes.
daily. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We must not
you
yield to temptation, my brother. We cannot
yes.
yield to temptation. Praise him?
Yes, woman of God, you said
yes.
that the devil cannot read our thoughts, and we need to understand that there is a network of demonic agents and activity that are assigned to believers to watch our movements, to study our patterns, to see those things that no one else sees that we do in the dark when we stumble. So that way, they have a profile
Hallelujah.
On the things that we like to do in the dark, secretly. While we're maturing in Christ, we still have to deal with this flesh body that we're living in. The Apostle Paul in the 7th chapter of Romans said, these things that I do, I hate, and the things that I love, I don't do. So we understand that if the Apostle Paul, who
don't
wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, is willing to testify that the struggle is real. I heard a sermon this morning, woman of God, from Bishop
Amen.
Noel Jones. And he said that some people will say,
yes.
as a Christian, you should not be struggling with this, that, or the other thing. And Bishop Noel Jones replied, because I'm saved, I am struggling with this thing. Because if I was not born again, my mind would be dominated by the things of the world, and I would do the things that my flesh called me to do without any resistance. Just like you said, and just like I'm saying, I testified and I went through that very same thing. And also, too, woman of God, I'm going to continue to play your music because we are having a Psalmist Giovanna Chambers mini concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So I have more music for my listeners to give praise to our God, too, as a result of your music ministry, which is anointed, woman of God, I have to tell you. But also, too, we have to understand that when the devil sees, God gets the glory. When the devil sees our behavior patterns, what he does is he will send people our way that are under his influence to try to distract us, to try to get us into divisions and fights and squabbles with people to distract us from where the real warfare is, and it's of a spiritual nature. That's why the Lord Jesus said, pray for our enemies, because our enemies are being used by the devil, and they probably are not even aware. They probably don't even know it. So if we pray for their release and their freedom, guess what? They'll have a come-to moment. And when we come back after the music, woman of God, I want to talk about that good ground that the word of God, which is the seed, falls upon different soils, which are the hearts of men, women, children, boys, and girls. We're going to talk about that. But right now, here's woman of God, my dear anointed sister from Portmore, Jamaica, singing God's praise, talking about his amazing love.
Believe in yourself. are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire is your evangelistic outreach gospel radio ministry. And woman of God, Natalyn Pigis, who is the CEO of the National Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio.com, wants me to remind you listeners that this Fire Gospel Experience radio broadcast will be replayed every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Just type in the National Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio, and then, bam, you'll see it right there every Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. Not just me, myself. No, not just Fire the Gospel Experience, but if you tune into that radio platform, you'll be blessed by many other ministries, including Bible teaching as well as independent gospel music. Right now, though, we are here with my special guest, woman of God, Psalmist Shavanna Chambers, and she just took us to the praise room, to where the veil of God has been opened wide and removed for us to enter into true praise and worship, talking about the amazing love of God. But woman of God, thank you for that anointed music that God has put in your spirit. I am so grateful that God is using you as his fruitful chosen blessing in so many different ways. Woman of God, you are blessed in our spirits and our hearts. But before the music break, woman of God, we talked about how people make decisions about what they will do with the word of God. And we know from the word of God that there is a parable that our Lord Jesus taught about the soil of seeds in Matthew 13, talking about soil, but what it was symbolic of was the hearts of men. He said that some fell among stony grounds and the sun dried them up. Some of those seeds fell among thorns and the thorns sprang up and choked them out. And then some fell by the wayside. And guess what? The fowls came and devoured them all up. But thanks be to God, woman of God, that there was some seed that fell on good ground, that brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And those are those of us that fell on the good ground of our hearts that was prepared to receive the truth of God. But why is it that majority of us Christians, we have to wait until hardship, troubles, and trials come our way before we finally yield and seek God out with a true heart? Why is that? Tell us about the heart and the souls of men that are in preparation to hear and receive the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What does it take, woman of God?
Well, we have to understand that we all are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But that doesn't mean that we can sin, come to God, we get a breakthrough or a deliverance and, you know, healing, and we go back in the same, doing the same thing. It is not like that.
Help us, Lord. We have to
yield not to temptation. Glory to God, as James 1, I believe, 22 said, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So many people are still in the house of the Lord being deceived. Glory to God. But the Lord, the word of God states in Matthew 24 that we must not be deceived. Glory to God. Know that Satan, he is working overtime to entice Christians. To come over to the dark side. I heard you said something before that many people, yes, they do things and they don't even doing it because they are possessed by a dynamic spirit. And so we must understand who the enemy is. And sometimes people will say that we one another is the enemy when it's not. It's the devil that is carrying out, you know, his assignment. He knows his time is short, my brother. The devil knows that his time is short.
Yes.
And what he's trying to do, he's so desperate to win, you know. He has to cause war between you know, the body of Christ. You see, we're a lot of church hurt. You see, a lot of rejection. You see, a lot of gossiping and all sorts of things happening in the house of the Lord. But guess what? We must not be fooled. Glory to God. We must be as children of God. We have to stand up for what is right. When we to do these things, James 4, 7 say that we must submit. Therefore, submit thyself unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee. So when we resist the plan of the enemy, we are able to cancel. We are able to cast down. We are able, glory to God, to rebuke those unclean spirits that is working in the life of that person. Yes, we are going to make mistakes. Yes. But guess what? We cannot stay in the mess. Glory to God. Know that the devil is real. Some people believe that the devil is weak. He's not weak. But let me tell you this. If you find yourself on the devil playground, he will kick you left, right, and center. He is out there seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his mandate. But thanks be to God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Did you know that the devil knows your weakness?
Yes, he does. He does.
The devil knows our weakness. Yes. He knows whatever weakness, it can be money, it can be, you know, vanity, it can be even sexual desire, the lust of the flesh, the works
That's
of
right.
the flesh. Come on now. Whatever it is that your weakness is, that is what the devil will attack. You said something that they're trying to scope for. Yes. Why do you think social media was created? Social media did not really created for us to only communicate with our family. The devil have his mandate. Yes, he created it for God's people to be scoped into, to be watched. Because don't believe that the enemy is not watching us. Yes, they are watching our every move. That's why we have to be careful what we even put on platform with family and on all sorts of things. Because if the devil cannot hold us, you know what will happen? He will attack those that, and if the enemy knows our relative, if he knows, oh God, enemy, this devil.
Come on. Amen.
He don't just give
you
up.
Know,
he's using even music ministers to fight against the one another.
Yes. Amen. Woman of God,
yes,
I'm a military man. And one of the evils when an army has been defeated and when they have already signed declaration of defeat so that the war will be over.
Yes.
What the losing army will do is, as they retreat, they will set traps for any pursuing army after them.
Yes.
They will kill any prisoners that they have confined. And on their way away from the battleground, if they encounter any of the opposing enemy forces, they will try their best to kill as many of the army that has already been declared as the winner as they can, even though they know that they have been in defeat. We are sharing with you, talking about Woman of God, Salma, Shavana, Chambers, and myself are sharing with you that our enemy, the devil, knows his end. He knows that in the end that he will be judged and he will be confined to the lake of fire for eternal punishment. But until that day comes, he wants to try to engage as many believers and unbelievers as he can on his way to his final judgment day. So we need to take this seriously. It's way more than just going to church. It's even way more than just reading our Bibles and praying. It is the collection of Bible worship, studying and praising God, and a lifestyle of holiness so that we will be ready spiritually to take the ground for our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not surrendering any territory. We will not back down on our Christian beliefs according to what the Bible says, because this is the spiritual warfare that we must engage in our society. Just like Woman of God, Shivana Chambers said, in music, in movies, in books, we cannot allow our minds, we cannot allow our children and our families to just be overly influenced by the ways of the world, because the Bible declares that God has given the devil prince of the air. That means he's allowed Satan to do the evil things he's doing, because he's using devil to filter out the people that really want to know God. He is using the devil to filter out the people that are sincere about worshiping and knowing God. Those people that don't care about sincerely having a relationship with eternal God, the devil will use them and influence them, chew them up, and spit them out. Woman of God, we have 10 minutes, and I would like for you to share with the listening audience. Give us a snippet of your broadcast, Moments with God Broadcasting Network, which at the end of your summation of your broadcast, you'll be able to tell my listeners when you broadcast, where you broadcast, and how they can tune in for their daily supplement of inspiration from Moments with God Broadcasting. So without further ado, here is Woman of God taking over the microphone as she gives you listeners the opportunity and a taste of Moments with God Broadcasting Network with yours truly, Woman of God, Psalmist Shivana Chambers. Go right ahead, my dear.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. As the man of God stated, I am the radio host of Moments with God Broadcasting Network based in Portmore, Jamaica, and also, you know, stationed in the U.S. and from 19 geographical countries listening daily. We are on Spotify, we are on Amazon Music, and also we are on YouTube, and you can find us on Google and Moments with God Broadcasting Network. Praise be to God. On the platform, we are the voice for the voiceless. There are some things that the church will not speak about. Amen. And so we tackle those things. Praise be to God. We highlight, you know, and we break the silence of what is happening. We see where the enemy is trying to compromise, you know, mammon in the body of Christ, and also to distract persons from outside of the church, for them to believe that, you know, there isn't a God. And so we try our endeavor best to embrace changes, as Ephesians 4:22 states, you were taught to leave your old self, to stop living the evil way you live. Old self become worse because people are fooled by the everything that they want to do. So whatever bad habits we are trying to break, we need Holy Spirit power. We are on the fire gospel experience. We need Holy Spirit power to give us the strength, yes, to overcome those destructive patterns, because yes, we struggle with patterns. We need to claim Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Know today that Jesus Christ is the only answer. Hallelujah. If we want to break bad habits and live godly lives, reflecting real lasting change, we have to make Jesus the center of our life. Put God first and everything after. Remember to stay connected. Amen. Anywhere that you are listening from, if wherever you go and you are hearing the undiluted word of God, you better remain dear. That is how you are going to grow spiritually. The Bible said that we must try the Spirit. Glory to God. And we ought also need to understand those that we labor among. Praise God. Praise God. We must know that. And so today, can I pray before I go?
Yes, Lord God, please. Please, hello? Please, yes.
Glory to God, glory to God.
Yes, ma'am, go right
Father,
ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus
right
Christ
ahead.
Of Nazareth, hallelujah, hallelujah. We exalt thee, we honor you, we give you the glory, we give you the praise. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as I come before your presence this afternoon, Lord God, I ask that you will cleanse us from our sins and all unrighteousness, mighty God. Purge us with hyssop, O God. Wash us. Change us, oh God. Cleanse us from all infirmity. Manifest your power, mighty God, in our lives today as we come into your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord God, that you will establish our going and our coming, oh Father. I pray, mighty God, that every plan of the enemy that set up against this ministry, mighty God, will cancel in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to take charge over the areas, oh people hear the word, oh God, they will also apply it to their lives. Lord Jesus, I pray, mighty God, that you will connect us, oh Father. Hallelujah. Stand by us, oh God. Disappoint every plan of the enemy. Lord God, I pray that you will touch those hearts of stone this afternoon and turn it into flesh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, I say that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord Jesus, I pray today that even, Lord God, you would give him the strength. Hallelujah. Give him the wisdom, the knowledge and the understanding. Lord God, continue to enlarge in his territory, mighty God, as he come daily,
you,
oh
Lord.
Father, whichever time he come to this platform, mighty God, I pray that you will give him an extra measure of faith. I pray, mighty God, that you will protect him from the head of his crown to the sole of his feet. Even the very listeners, oh God, that tune in, Lord God, those that are present and those that to the rebroadcast, I pray, mighty God, that you will touch their mind, revive their afflicted soul, mighty God, those that are grieving at this time, I pray that you will comfort them, mighty God, because if they're so in tears this afternoon, mighty God, they will rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, we just want to thank you for all that you are doing, about to do in our respective ministry as we proclaim the name of Jesus, because at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every knee shall bow.
Hallelujah,
and every tongue
Jesus.
Must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord God, I pray that you will continue to add more days to our lives, oh God, because our purpose, oh God, our priority, mighty God, is the winning of souls for your kingdom. Father God, cover
our nations,
oh God. Father God, you said that when we see these signs, oh God, the earthquake, Lord God, the flood, the famine, the pestilence, the plague, Lord God, we have to look up because man redemption draweth nigh. And Lord God, your kingdom will rise against kingdom. Lord God, we know that your kingdom will forever stand. We know, mighty God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And that no one cometh to you, almighty God, except through Jesus Christ. As Peter said, except, hallelujah, they receive you, Lord God, as their Lord and Savior. Repent, oh God, they are able to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so, mighty God, as we are servant, Lord God, all I pray and ask for is extra measure of faith. All I pray and ask for, mighty God, is endurance. All I pray and ask, mighty God, is that you continue to shield and protect me from every fiery dart, from every witching, Lord God, every sorcerer that will come up against my life, against my ministry, against the people that you connect to this ministry. Mighty God, they shall not mighty God, they shall fail, oh God, and they shall bow down and worship you, because you are sovereign God and ruler over our lives. And so, Lord God, all I want to do this time is to praise your name, because all honor and glory belongs to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Again, thank
amen
you, God,
and
for
amen
having me on this program. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. You certainly blessed us, woman of God, and I look forward to you returning to this Fire Gospel Experience platform. Whenever you are ready, my dear sister, you get in touch with me and say, Brother Ron, that fire is burning in me again, and I'd like to come and share with you the good things that our amazing and mighty eternal God has given me to share with you and your listeners. And we'll be more than happy to have you come back, woman of God.
Praise God, praise God. It is an honor and a privilege. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank
My
you.
Prayer for you, woman of God. Before you go, woman of God, share with the listeners what actually is the office and administration of a psalmist.
Praise God be to God. Praise be to God. Let me tell you, I am a ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to be psalmist, it was for my life. Let me tell you, it's a long story, but let me cut it short. I can remember after sharing my testimony, I was invited to a concert in, California. One of those states, I was invited to the concert, and after ministering, I've been through a lot to get to that concert. Nowhere this short man, it's short in stature, African, and he came up to me and he said that the Lord said that you are a psalmist and you must function as a psalmist, because there are more room, hallelujah, blessings in store for your life. And let me tell you, minister, at that time I didn't have any song on any recording. I didn't have anything lined up. And let me tell you, from I take on the name psalmist, the history, glory to God. So it was ordained over my life. Praise be to God. And so
yes.
I realized that I got the gift of writing. I will write, you know. I will put pen to paper and write. And when I look back, I will tell myself that it is not me write that, because knowing that I don't have a, you know, secondary education or anything. It is the Holy Spirit that teaches me. Whatever you see me do social platform, the flyers and everything that you see I put on my platform, it is I who do it, you know. And so it is the of the Holy Spirit. So I make myself available for the Holy Spirit to use me accordingly. I cannot do anything of myself. I just gotta follow the lead of God and just be still. And
Amen.
just listen for the still voice, and then,
that's right,
you know, I will get the results that I need. So it all derived from the Holy Spirit. So that's my little,
Amen.
You know, word in a nutshell.
Woman of God, Giovanna Chambers, my prayer for Holy Spirit God for you is that he will continue to lead and guide and cover you and refresh your mind, your body, and your soul to take your understanding of spiritual matters to higher places and draw you deeper into the well of his eternal knowledge so that you can shine bright for our Lord Jesus in Jamaica, in the USA, in Colombia, China, or Russia too, like the OJ sang in that song, Love Train. I am just happy to be your brother in Christ. If there's anything I can do to continue to support you, please let me know. And I promise you, I'll be there for you, woman of God. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you in Jesus.
I receive it in the name of Jesus, and God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Woman of God, I'm talking about. She
Amen.
Is the owner, manager, CEO at Moments with God Broadcasting Network, inspirational speaker, media personality, psalmist, and gospel artist, woman of God. Giovanna Chambers is right here on the Fire Gospel team. Yes. Yes, indeed. She was, and she blessed us. And not to worry, she'll be back. We will have that woman of God come back as soon as our schedules are coordinated together, because she has so much anointed music. And that is basically what a psalmist is, a writer or composer of especially biblical psalms, which are songs. Amen. She is encouraged, inspired by Holy Spirit God to write those things basically as a lyrical secretary, a melody catcher and keeper of rhythm, because God loves music. He created music. And so God wants us to bring our gifts of musician and vocals talent to his areas of praise and worship. It doesn't have to be restricted to a standard church building. We can be in our homes. We can be in places where we are just free to express the love of God through song, through melodies in our hearts. Amen. Goes right there. Here is woman of God, psalmist Shavanna Chambers, blessing us in a wonderful, wonderful ministry of music, where she is so considerate and recognizing the mercy of our God.
Oh, God, have mercy upon our soul. I said we can do nothing without you, yeah. On a sinner like me, have mercy. On a sinner like you, have mercy. On a sinner like me, have mercy, oh God. Oh, yeah. On a sinner like me, have mercy. On a sinner like you, have mercy. Like me, have mercy, oh God. When I don't have food to eat, all I do is call on the name of Jesus. Hey, he stands for help from the north, south, east, and west. Then I say, thank you, Lord. On a sinner like me, have mercy. On a sinner like you, have mercy.
Hello, I am Jackie L. Bostic, preacher, inspirational speaker, author, mentor, certified life coach, entrepreneur, wife, mother, and servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grateful to God Almighty, who called me to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life and gospel truth to your event, congregation, or fellowship group, I may just be the person that you're looking for. I would encourage everyone to get a copy of my book, My Words Have Power, where I share my intimate lessons and things of which I've experienced, because life and death is in the power of our tongue. My book, My Words Have Power, can be purchased at Amazon.com, or you can look for me at Jackie L. Bostic on Facebook.com. The purchase price of my book is $18. You can contact me by phone at 678-787-9339 or send me an email at BosticGS, that's BosticGS @gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving and uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Dante Bowles talking about hide me. The Bible declares that we can hide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank man of God, Bruce Calvin, for continuing to support this fire gospel experience by sending this anointed music by these sanctified gospel artists. They're not just singing God's praises, y'all. They are living the Christian life. Amen. Goes right there. We're going to continue with this West Indies Jamaican sound groove here on this fire gospel experience because y'all already know that's how we roll. We play it all. This is a universal gospel that encompasses reaching out to the whole world. And I, as the facilitator of this fire gospel experience, am bearing witness and supplying you with the effects of the gospel that goes all the way around the world to all the nations, to all the people. Here is Crystal Play, Paul. Let the nations praise you, O God. And that's really what's up.
Man and woman, boy and girl.
my God, there will come a time and a day. And only our God knows the day, the time, and the hour that all nations around the created globe of the earth will bow down and acknowledge God as Father, Jesus as Savior, Lord, Holy Spirit as Spirit God. Thank you, woman of God, Crystal Play, Paul, for letting us know that all we have to do is just hold down the fort wherever we are, and everything will take its proper place all in God's appointed time. This is the time of the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience, where you anointed orators that have this wonderful gift of speaking, that have this gift of vocal ease, that shares with us words of a psalmist, words that can speak of God, from God to the people of God, which is word of inspiration. And my special guest on this recorded segment is from Woman of God, Shanine Bonner, talking about those sad days. Guess what? They are over when we put our faith and confidence in God. Not meaning that they won't come to us, but they will not rule over us, because greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world.
Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Anointed One, Lord, you said that our sad days is over. Lord, you said this is a season of the turnaround. So we turn our mourning to joy. We turn our sadness to praise. Father, spirit of heaviness, so everything that has brought sadness to us, I declare that it be uprooted right now, according to Matthew 15:13. Every plant that the Father did not plant be uprooted now in Jesus' name. The Lord said in Psalm 35, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So I speak to the breaking of the day, which is your morning. I declare the morning of joy to come now. I speak to the Lord of the breaking of the day to bring a breakthrough of happiness now. You have stepped into a season of breakthrough, and you can call on the Lord of a breakthrough to bring a breakthrough to your situation now. In Jesus' name, the Lord said this is the season that your sad days are over. Your pain is over. Your struggle is over. This is the season of restoration and elevation. God is going to restore everything back to you that was stolen. If your peace was stolen, God said, get ready for your double. If your joy was stolen, God said, get ready for your double. God said in Isaiah 61:7, for your shame double, for your confusion double. The Lord said, according to Deuteronomy 6, that you have walked around this mountain long enough. You have walked around sadness long enough. You have walked around depression long enough. You have walked around grief long enough. You have walked around oppression long enough. The Lord said in Isaiah 40:2, that your warfare has been accomplished. That means your sad days is over.
That's what it means. Amen. Amen. Woman of God, Shanine Bonner, she said it straight. If the sad days are hanging on to you, it's probably because you're still hanging on to them sad days. Thank you, woman of God. My God, my God, my God, my God. I certainly want to give much thanks and appreciation to the 2023 Praise Factor Awards in their 16th season for nominating yours truly, Ron E. Jefferson, as the producer of the year. I am elated. I am just ecstatic. I feel like a winner already just by being nominated with so many other gifted, anointed, and talented people such as myself that are in the media of radio. Amen. And also, too, blessed to have Fire the Gospel Experience nominated as Podcast of the Year. Whoever it was, that kind soul that nominated me as Producer of the Year and Fire the Gospel Experience as Podcast of the Year, my heart goes out to you. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. It is such a proud moment for me after all these many, many years. It's been 9 years to be recognized on levels of national recognition. To be awarded for laboring and in the service of our Lord, because that's what it's really all about. That's where our ultimate and true rewards come in. These are the awards that money came by, and we appreciate recognition, but we don't pursue it That is not our ultimate goal. We just are thankful that there are people out there that vote for me. So if you choose to vote for me, you can go to my Facebook page, Ryan E. Jefferson, or you can go to the Praise Factor Awards and see the link to vote. I believe the voting first round will continue on until April the 5th, 2023, and then it'll move on to the second round. So thank you, thank you. If there's somebody out there in my same category that is blessing you more than me, by all means, feel free to vote for the one that moves you the most. Even if it's not me, this is not a spirit of competition. It's a spirit of complimenting one another in Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. You tuned in to Fire. Good gospel experience. Had such a wonderful time last night at a gospel concert in Little Rock, Arkansas. After all of the devastating tornado damage that happened, we had many gifted, anointed gospel artists that came to Bethesda Missionary Baptist Church right there at 1316 Brown Street, right at the corner of 13th Street in Little Rock, and we had a shouting good time, I'm here to tell you. And let me just share a little bit about it. Wow. I have this opportunity. There are a few artists I'm going to just highlight right now. And out of Conway, guess what? Our very own Arkansas sister from Conway, Tan, is here singing about He's Been Good. And if you want to see the videos of it, you can go to my Facebook page, Ryan E. Jefferson. I have several videos of that event. But right now, we're going to refresh that spiritual celebration with Woman of God, Tan, talking about how good God is. And I promise you, He's good. My God, you have been so good. I just can't help but tell it all. You tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience.
Hello, I'm Tanisha Collins, happily married wife of 27 years, best-selling author, speaker, marriage coach, and child of the Most High God. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, and strength over marriages with the spirit of worship, praise, and thanksgiving for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, please contact me via email at MrsTanishaCollins@gmail.com. To view dates and times for my teaching ministry, to browse my selection of books and services, or to book me for your next event, visit my website, TanishaCollins.com. That's TenishaCollins.com. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and your co-workers by telling them about Fire. It's all about kingdom building.
No matter what the world may bring, I know He'll do.
our fight because it's our faith. Nelson Boson, who was also an anointed special guest at this amazing concert that we held last night, April the 1st, 2023, in the face of so much natural disasters here in Little Rock, Arkansas, we were still able to congregate and uplift the wonderful name of our God for all of his goodness, for all of his keeping power that sustains us, even though disasters would try to tear us apart, ruin our lives, and cause so much devastation, we don't know which way to turn. But as people of faith, we learn to look to the hills, upward, where our God is, where he provides the strength and the resources that we need. Because remember, he is the source, and everything else, job, strength, energy, whatever comes our way, is just the resource. That means it had to come through God first. We are considering for your spiritual consideration as well as your supplemental concentration of the spiritual nature from the book of Matthew 27, chapter 3, verse. And we're talking about betrayed and repent. Amen. As I stated earlier in the intro of the show, that this is the celebration precluding Resurrection Sunday, which is referred to as the Passion Week, the Passion of our Christ Jesus, who knew that his time of torture, crucifixion, to pay the sin debt for all mankind was coming soon. So it was only appropriate that we talk about what led up to that. There are specific people involved that led up to it. Yes, it was sacrifice on his part, but it was premeditated murder on the part of others, the evildoers. The Bible says, Matthew 27:3, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. Now, the name Judas has become synonymous worldwide and is notoriously historically recorded as being a chief traitor. Not only traitor, y'all, but one with unconscionable stealth cunning and such a lying persona of one posing as a kindred brother. When all reality, he is a cynical, she is a cynical enemy. They are cynical enemies just waiting for the opportunity to bring down the very one they're pretending to admire, highly respect, and even idolize to certain degrees. But when that anticipated moment to stab in the back, they have a glee also in turning the blade to add insult to injury. Mark 14:44 says, and he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whosoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. Isn't that ironic? A traitor is concerned about how the handling of the innocently accused man is being handled. Luke 22:48 says, but Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? The ultimate spite and envy is when someone that we have all trusted would even feign fake love in the very heat and face of betrayal. What do we see as the turning point when that simmering pot of Judas that was the hidden enemy boiling inside of him just continued to flow over? Matthew 26:6 says, now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat in meat. We're talking about our Lord Jesus. Amen. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? So it wasn't just Judas. The other disciples had the same destructive way of thinking. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Huh? We're just going to get mad because money we could have gotten could have been given away. I'm sure they had intentions on putting some in their pocket. Verse 10 says, when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. Now, this is what they were thinking to themselves, we're going to give to the poor. But our Lord Jesus knew their thoughts. For ye have the poor always with you. He read their thoughts. Verse 12 says, for in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel will be preached, shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. And said unto them, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests. Verse 15, and said unto them, what will you give me if I deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Again, y'all, the scripture proved itself to be true. Every disciple had a specific responsibility within the group. And you ask, what service did Judas Iscariot provide? Judas was the ministry treasurer. John 13:29 says, for some of them thought because Judas had the bag. Isn't that a common phrase now, the bag? It ain't new, y'all. It's just being regurgitated from the scriptures, and most people don't even know it. That Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, that he should give something to the poor. We Christians may at times feel that whatever we may have the responsibility for in ministry, somehow, some way, belongs to us. Now, which may be why many believers struggle with paying tithes, but that's another subject for another program. Judas was so troubled at not being able to control the financial gain that could have come from the profits of that woman's alabaster box of oil that she poured on our Lord Jesus, proved that Judas worshipped money. The Bible calls mammon more than the Lord Jesus as God. Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. We're talking about betrayal and repentance here on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there. I'm just so excited. I had the opportunity to personally meet a gospel legend as well as gospel treasure in the family of God. I was so blessed. I had an opportunity to go to Little Rock on April the 1st for this amazing, wonderful gospel concert with so many people that I've only met through the internet. And when I found out that they were coming to Little Rock, I'm just 40 miles away down here south in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And God bless me with a job where I don't even work on the weekends. So listen, y'all already know what happened, right? I jumped in my car. I got myself all cute together and jumped in that bad boy. And I said, man, I am going to meet these amazing people of God and just have a good time worshiping and fellowshipping in the beautiful name of our Lord Jesus the Christ. So I'm here to tell y'all right here, right now, we had an amazing time. And don't you know that this legendary gospel artist, woman of God, Frozen Hayes, was there singing gospel music for over 4 decades, still declaring as a witness of our Lord God Almighty that God is, listen now, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Morning, he's healing. Stranger.
God, my God. A healer. You should have seen that young lady getting her praise on. She was dressed up looking good, and I'm trying to tell you, she blessed us, man, coming and going. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we are discussing betrayed and repent. And our last word was from Matthew 6 and 24, where the Word of God tells us that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And I guess Judas, on his last thought and breath, realized he could not serve God and money. He just made the terrible, tragic mistake of repenting within himself, but not repenting unto God, and then ended his own life. And I promise you, we are not going to make that same mistake. And it showed that it was indeed that the 30 pieces of silver was just compensation for his money bag that he felt was wasted on our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 26 and 15 says, and he said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. But when the shocking reality hit Judas, that what he had conspired with the religious Jewish hierarchy was a terrible mistake, yes, he repented. Matthew 27 and 3 says, then Judas, which had betrayed him, our Lord Jesus, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. But rather than seeking forgiveness for his betrayal, his self-imposed human repentance resulted in his suicide. Verse 4 says, saying, I have sinned and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to it. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Our lesson of God's great gift of mercy, grace, and restoration to me, that we trust God to remove the stain of betrayal and whatever other sin would separate us from holy God. But we must abide by 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, which said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. We have all either betrayed or been a betrayer. God is the remedy for those human reactions, where God is our solution. Amen. For a betrayal, so that we can receive forgiveness through our repentance. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God. She is the owner, manager, CEO at Moments with God Broadcasting Network, inspirational speaker, media personality. She is an author, psalmist, and gospel artist. And you heard her music. She wasn't playing with it, y'all. And we're going to end this broadcast with some of her music. But before we do, can I just share one final word? Listen, y'all, and this is so true. The higher that God takes us, there will be greater trials, troubles, and temptations that await us. Y'all heard it said, new levels bring new devils. But as I always say from the book of Philippians, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And you best know that's the truth. Amen, amen, amen. So listen, you all pray for me. I will continue to pray for you. You are always in my prayers and my thoughts. I appreciate you all for sharing this Fire Gospel Experience on the internet. God has blessed me to be on Twitter. God has blessed me to be on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on the open doors that God has provided for me that I didn't even know existed. Amen. So listen, until next time, I pray that God will bless y'all coming and going. I pray that God will continue to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Not my glory, not my riches, but in the riches of Almighty God himself. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus. And like woman of God, Psalmist Shavonna Chambers is going to let you know, you got to be ready. Be ready, be ready, be ready. Amen.
We got to be ready.
Share a bit of my mind. Share a bit of my mind.